Welcome to every one of you. My name is Mohit and today we are gonna discuss a very deep topic. Before that, I want to share something with you that I have my blog named theinternalinsight.blogspot.com. Okay, so just search it on Google and you will get what I want to share with you. And follow me on Instagram, Facebook, wherever you can. I'm available on every platform you can think of. And the topic for today is happiness. For today, we are just focused on a thing, that is why people are happy and why they are sad. The thing is so simple. We have to understand why someone is happy and why someone is sad. The reason behind it, it's so happiness. There is an equation that I want to share with you. That is, happiness equals to outcomes minus wants. Do we get that equation? The equation is happiness equals to outcomes minus wants. For example, you have posted a post on Instagram and you think that I want 1000 likes. So what is our outcome? Our outcome is 1000 likes and you got 800 likes. So what will be the happiness? Happiness will be wants minus outcomes minus that want. Okay, so we will get minus 200 as happiness. So happiness is negative. It means that we are sad. So basically there is a balance between wants and outcomes. If it is neutral, then we will be neutral, and if our outcomes are more than our wants, then we will be happy, or equals to wants, then we will be happy. And if they are lesser than our wants, then we will be sad ones. So we have to understand it. And what we think is that our youths, basically our youths, are not doing well in their lives because their wants are more than what they have to achieve. Basically what the outcomes will be, they think that they will buy a Ferrari but they are not able to buy a Ford. Why? Because they are not eligible for that stuff. Why? Because they are not working hard on themselves. The things are so crucial to understand that our wants and our outcomes must be aligned in a line. If they are not aligned in a line or they are not balanced, then we can't be happy. If you want to be happy, then your wants and your outcomes must match. And if they are not matching, then simply you are not gonna be happy. You will be something but not happy. The thing is so simple. If you really want to be happy in your life, then your wants and your outcomes must align, must be equal. The things are simple. But the topic comes here, how I could align my outcomes and my wants equal. For example, you are a student and you think that I have to got 90% of marks in my class. So how I will do that stuff? So first of all, think about a student who had done that thing. Find out that student and ask him or her about her habits, how he reached that point, and follow that habits. After following that, I am 100% sure that you will get that point. You will be a student who will get 90% marks. The things are so simple. So understand them and try to be the real version of yourself. Don't align with someone else's identity. Create your own. And if you have your own identity, then stick with it. Just do it. No one is gonna come and say, dude, I want to help you. Nobody is gonna come and say, I want to help you. They will help you for a moment, but not for your whole life. You have to do it yourself. You have to do it, dude. Just work your mind off. So, want to be happy? How to be happy? I had shared it. Your wants and your outcomes must align. For outcomes, you have to work hard. You have to apply on those habits in your life that someone else had applied in past. So meet that person via offline or online. That's no matter. The things matter is how you are following their habits. If you are following their habits, then I'm sure that your outcomes are gonna come. They will come, but you have to wait for some time. They will not be like in 1 day, 2 days. It can take years. It can take decades. But they will come. You have to be persistent. You have to have some patience. And finally, you will be happy. And try to be happy in every moment. I'm not trying to tell it, just smile. I'm trying to tell this thing that you must be happy from your internal self. You must be happy from your internal self. If you are happy from your internal self, then external will take care of itself. Just be happy. Try to share what you have. That will create a environment where everyone else is sharing, and you will be the one that is also included in that region. And if you are sharing something, that it means that you are self-contributed one and you are self-fulfilled. Your everything will be perfect. For being happy, you have to do just one thing, that is work on the things that someone else had done. And if no one has done, then do it by yourself. You are the only one that can do it. So this was the thing that I want to share with you, and the insight for today is: happiness comes when your wants and your outcomes align in a line. If they are in a line, then well and good. If they are not, then try to be align themselves, because if you don't do that stuff, then you will be not happy anymore. That's all, and I'm so happy and grateful for sharing this knowledge with you. I want just one thing from me, that share this episode as much you could. Thanks. I'm so happy for you and happy for me.